1 Samuel chapter 22. When David, for this reason, departed from there and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard, they went down there to him, and every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented, gathered themselves to him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. And David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, "Let my father and my mother, I ask of you, come forth and be with you until I know what Yahweh will do for me." And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold. And the prophet God said to David, "Do not stay in the hold. Leave from there. Get you to the land of Yehuda." And then David departed and came to the forest of Hereth. And when Shaul heard that David was discovered, and the men that were with him, now Shaul abode in Gibeah under a tree in Ramah, having his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing around him. Then Shaul said to his servants that stood around him, "Hear now, you Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards, and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, so that all of you have conspired against me, and there's none that shows me that my son has made a league with the son of Jesse, and there is none of you that is sorry for me, or showed to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait, is it this day?" Then Doeg the Edomite answered, which was set over the servants of Shaul, and said, "Well, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, and he inquired of Yahweh for him, and gave him food and provisions, and gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine." Then the king sent to call Ahimelech, the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, and the priests that were in Nob, and they all came of them to the king. And Shaul said, "Hear now, you son of Ahitub," and he answered, "Here I am, my master." And Shaul said to him, "Why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse, in that you've given him bread and a sword, and has inquired of Yahweh for him, so that he should rise up against me to lie in wait, like as at this day?" And then Ahimelech answered the king and said, "And who is so faithful among all your servants as David, which is the king's son-in-law, and goes at your bidding, and is honorable in your house? Did I then begin to inquire of Yahweh for him? Be it far from me. Do not let the king impute any thing to his servant, nor to all the house of my father, because your servant did not know anything of this, less or more." And the king said, "You shall surely die, Ahimelech, you and all your father's house." And the king said to the footmen that stood around him, "Turn, kill the priests of Yahweh, because their hand also is with David, and because they knew when he fled and did not show it to me." But the servants of the king would not put forth their hands to fall upon the priests of Yahweh. And the king said to Doeg, "You turn and kill the priests." And Doeg the Edomite turned, and he fell upon the priests, and killed on that day 85 persons that did wear a linen ephod. And Nob, the city of the priests, he smote with the edge of the sword as well, both men and women, children and sucklings, and oxen and donkeys and sheep with the edge of the sword. And one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Ebiathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abiathar showed David what Shaul had killed Yahweh's priests. And David said to Abiathar, "I knew it that day when Doeg the Edomite was there that he would surely tell Shaul, 'I have occasioned the death of all the persons of your father's house. Stay here with me. Do not fear, for he that seeks my life seeks your life. But with me you'll be safeguarded.'" End of chapter